Radio Rookies is a program that trains young people how to create radio documentaries about their lives and their communities.
Kari Pitkins, the senior producer of Radio Rookies, New York's award-winning teen public radio project. Her mission is to help teenagers have a voice on the news.
We basically partner with community organizations across New York City and work with small groups of teenagers, about six in a workshop, over the course of about 6 months. We work incredibly intensively. And at the end of the workshop, they produce these amazing radio stories that we then air locally on Morning Edition.
I'm usually doing homework till around midnight because on top of what I get from school, I also get homework from my mom's. My mother. She'll kill me if I don't speak correctly.
Jimmy DeHaskell was a radio rookie when she was in high school at Curtis High on Staten Island. Jay, we're about to play an excerpt from the piece you did. You want to say what it's about?
My piece was educational tracking. In New York City, we have a tracking system where we put some students in mainstream and then we put them in honor classes or SIS classes.
I have to admit, that really wasn't me when I was in middle school. I had a 75 average. Nah, no good. I was put into mainstream classes where the challenge was focusing on my work while someone hummed a song they were listening to or threw a paper at the teacher or found out what happened on TV last night.
All these kids were being all bad and still getting good grades.
My friend Tashia feels the same way I do.
Like when you're in mainstream classes, like teachers don't care like if you got it or not. Like they only teach people that's in the front or something.
My ninth grade history teacher was different.
When you were teaching me, did you see potential in me?
Almost immediately. You worked very hard. Your hand was always up. You were always on time. Your homework was always in, done well.
I felt that I was doing well in my classes, too well. But I just figured that this is where I was put, so this is where I should be. I would just graduate at the top of the bottom. To be honest with you, I never thought that I could be in the higher classes, but Mr. Arguelles proved me wrong. He got me into an SIS history class.
I felt that you would benefit from an environment where such work was the norm. I felt that that was necessary for you. That was a better environment for you.
It was a whole other habitat. I got this teacher, Mr. Buxbaum, who could turn your worst subject into your best one. We got brand new books that crackles when you open them and everything. If there was a debate going on, they raise their hands and say, well, I can understand your opinion, but... In mainstream, they'll be shouting about your baby's mother's sister by the time the discussion ends. I was liking Mr. Buxbaum's class, doing my homework, participating, you know. But just as I was getting started, I got kicked out.
Hey, this is Jay. I'm in the front of Curtis High School. I got switched to mainstream. I got different books, which is garbage books. I got a different teacher. I'm not saying the teacher was garbage, but...
The day I found out I was dropped from the SIS program, I had a why attitude, like, why are you doing this to me? I was mentally sick from the roller coaster. It brought me to the top, where I could see myself going to a good college, then, womp, it dropped me to the bottom, where I could see myself going nowhere.
I think I would be able to be in the SIS program if it wasn't so crowded.
Jay, when you were doing this piece, you went back to the guidance counselor who transferred you, and you asked her why you couldn't be in the more advanced classes. Was that hard to do?
It was very hard. The guidance counselor that I had interviewed wasn't my guidance counselor for the past 2 years, and a lot of people thought that I was interviewing them to get them in trouble. That's why I say in my story, the power of the mic is very powerful because, you know, she straightened up. She realized that the answers to her questions now were going to be recorded. So she was very honest at the time, and the answers that I got were different.
There are ways that you can move from mainstream classes to the higher programs.
They would have to attain at least an 85 average. A cumulative 85 average and get recommendations from their English teacher, their history teacher, their science teacher, all their academic subjects.
And by accident, I found one more way to get into the advanced program. Because of my mic and my big mouth, my principal, Mr. Cito, found out what happened to me and helped me get into the SIS program permanently this semester. He actually wrote on my class transfer form, "I want this done now." Now, I'm in an SIS homeroom, and in my SIS English class, I understand why Petruchio loves Catherine and William Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew. But this story is for those who don't have a mic or a big mouth, and for those who are in school doing the right thing, but don't even know there's a better education out there because they've been in lower classes since they were 11 or 12. There is something better out there for you. So scream, bring out your parents, be noticeable. You have a chance to succeed, like me.
Kari, how typical is Jay's experience, what happened to her with Radio Rookies?
I think it's extremely typical that something about reporting these stories, whether it's on something incredibly personal or even something about somebody's neighborhood, there's something about that process of deciding, I'm curious about this, I'm passionate about this, I want to know more, and then following it through. And not only following it through and then walking away with a CD, but you follow it through and suddenly it goes out on the air and tens of thousands of people hear it. Even though that happens in an instant, you know, you spend months and months and then 7 minutes later, your piece is over. There's something about knowing that all those people are sitting in their car or drinking their coffee and hearing this. Once that moment happens, it is pretty incredible to see how many times it can really shift things for a teenager.
You've worked with other kids who have had the same kind of experience, right?
Yeah, yeah. It varies, of course, especially with, you know, how scary of a story was it to tell? And I think when it was a really scary story and took a lot of courage, then the impact can be even bigger. One example is one of our rookies did a story about her father's addiction to heroin. And it's a beautiful piece of radio. And she had to be so brave to go and ask her father some of these questions. And actually, yesterday, we were talking to her about kind of what that story meant to her. And she actually said, you know, before she worked on that piece, you know, she didn't really see herself making it past 18. She couldn't really see beyond that. Something about going to her dad and just asking these incredibly difficult questions, not just for her own sake, but also, as Jay said, on the mic, and then doing something with that really shifted things for her. And now she's, you know, she left New York. She's in Louisiana. She's in college. And she's, you know, she's planning for a future. And I mean, of course, it's hard to know if she hadn't done the story, maybe things would have worked out that way as well. But she credits it a lot.
Does it ever work out that kids, that their peers listen to these pieces and their relationship maybe with their peers changes? Was that true for you, Jay? Did your friends hear your piece?
My best friend heard. She told me that my voice sounded a little funny, but and it's real scary, like allowing people, especially your peers, to listen to your piece because it's something that's on a different level as them. It's not like you're in a basketball team and they're going to your games or it's a competition. It's something that people do for a living, and it's something that's on a totally different scale. So when your peers listen to it, it is kind of scary. But the feedback that I had got from her was, I never knew that you felt that way.
Wow.
And then we had a totally discussion about it because a lot of my friends were angry that I left mainstream because I was in the classes with them. And now I was going into these honor classes and it was a totally different world because those kids hung out with their friends and mainstream kids hung out with their friends. So when she had listened to my story, she understood how important it was to me.
So it's kind of like a public confession. I mean, this was more honest with your friends than you'd been.
Right. Wow. Right. Exactly.
Kari, these kids producing their own stories is clearly very empowering, but that's not really what Radio Rookies is supposed to be about, is it?
Well, it's a core aspect of the program, but ultimately, you know, our mission, we're part of a radio station, and we're really about creating great radio. And so the fact that it changes young people's lives is sort of this, like, incredible, I mean, it's like this unbelievable gravy on the whole situation,
yeah.
But it's not necessarily the number one aspect of the meal that we're trying to cook up. So the radio pieces, that's kind of the meat of it. And then afterwards you go, oh, and it changed someone's life. How amazing.
Yeah.
How delightful. But we're really, you know, we're trying to help young people tell their stories and also voices that you might not hear every day on Morning Edition. And that, I think, is one of the things that the audience really responds to. I think something that I often think about is that when you hear a rookie's piece, you really get a sense of you're getting inside of a world of a kid that you sat next to on the train and you just didn't know anything about their life, but you have this incredible intimacy.
Yeah, one of the things that I think is so cool about it in a way is that it seems to me a lot of media is aimed at kids, not by kids, I guess. I mean, mm-hmm. this is an opportunity for young people to tell their stories, and that means kind of a reversal of the media process.
There's a lot of really exciting youth media happening around the country and around the world right now. I think there's a big push to kind of acknowledge that media literacy is a really important part of being a citizen in the world right now. And so there are a lot of organizations that have taken that on as a goal. And thankfully, there are a lot of foundations that see it as important. So you're seeing a lot of things kind of crop up all over the place, which is, to me, it's wonderful. I mean, more is more.
Kari Pitkin is the senior producer for Radio Rookies at WNYC in New York. By the way, the Rookies won a Peabody Award this spring. And you may be hearing more from Jamita Haskell in the future. She's currently enrolled at Brooklyn College and is studying radio.